Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another day of experiencing your abundant, beautiful wisdom and the beautiful benefits in the kingdom realities, Lord. So thank you. We can walk being aware of you and conscious of you and thankful. I think of that scripture. So this is the will of God for our lives, to be thankful, to be rejoicing, and to be prayerful. It's walking in awareness of you, conscious of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 11 from verse 20 to 24. Then Jesus began to openly denounce the cities where he had done most of his mighty miracles, because the people failed to turn away from sin and return to God. He said, "How tragic it will be for the city of Chorazin, and how horrible for the city of Bethsaida. For if the powerful miracles that I performed in Chorazin and Bethsaida had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have humbled themselves and repented and turned from their sins. Tyre and Sidon will be better off on Judgment Day than you. And Capernaum? Do you really think you'll be exalted because of the great miracles I have done there? No, you'll be brought down to the depths of hell because of your rejection of me. For if the miracles I worked in your streets were done in Sodom, it would still be standing today. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for the region of Sodom in the day of judgment than it will be for you."
So just listening to this, I think of that, you know, the scripture had said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And the truth is that the Lord has revealed himself in so many ways. And when people are not appreciative and they reject and walk away from the truth and walk away from the beauty, walk away from the amazing goodness of that is available in Jesus, in the kingdom, you are putting yourself out there. You are putting yourself, because there's just two powers. It's the power of darkness and the power of God's love. And when you rejecting the love of God that is found in Jesus, in the kingdom, in a disciplined, dedicated, obedient lifestyle, in tune with the Godhead, you are opening yourself up to death, and that's it. And here, as we see here, God expects, when people see beauty, see wisdom, see this amazing love, he expects repentance. And and just as it's saying here, it says here in the readings this morning, so it's sad to turn away from the living God. I think of Matthew 22. There's a invitation, and there's a feast, and then there's being closed. And when you reject that, you rejecting the God quality of life. You're rejecting what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. So be appreciative. Come to the feast. Come to the kingdom. And then partake of the kingdom realities. And then walk in the kingdom realities in righteousness. And the scripture about being lukewarm, that's another scripture that comes up. And then there's a scripture about don't turn away from the living God. And then the word of encouragement is we have need of perseverance, because we are not of those that turn back, but those who believe and are saved and live by faith. Amen.
Amen.